This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There are two main interconnected stories in the economy this week. Banks is one. The Fed is the other. The central bank starts a two-day meeting on interest rates tomorrow. And you don't have to be an economist to know that this meeting is going to be a doozy. But we have called an economist to talk banks and the Fed and some other things. Nina Eyhackers at the University of Rhode Island. Welcome to the program.
It's great to be here.
Before we get to the Fed and the events of the last 10 days or so, give me your 30-second update on the state of this economy right now. What are you thinking?
We are going through some big wobbles, but the Federal Reserve is doing everything it can in tandem with other big central banks practically around the world to reassure banks in their respective countries that they will get them through the problems at hand.
So let me get you to that problems at hand thing. You saw the news over the weekend. I'm sure lots of people have seen it, that the Fed and a lot of other central banks, the Fed is going to expand to the benefit of other central banks, rather, dollar swaps availability. That is to say, the Federal Reserve is going to make dollars available to basically any central bank that wants it. That kind of smacks like 2008. And I wonder if people hearing that are going to go, oh, my goodness, are we there again? We're not there again. Let's just be clear about that, right?
I agree. I don't think we are there yet. Though central banks may appear to be acting heavy-handed in this response, what they seem to be demonstrating is an understanding that panics have escalated. And by transitioning to this huge response, they are doing what they can to bring things back under control.
Okay. So all of that said, let's teleport ourselves to Wednesday and Jay Powell stepping up to the microphones in the Federal Reserve Building there on Constitution Avenue and saying, good afternoon, it's good to be here. And then having to walk a very delicate line, depending on what the Fed decides to do, whether raising rates or pausing. Talk to me about the Fed's communication challenge right now.
So the Fed, since the start of 2023, has been really in huge damage control mode about inflation. It has been raising rates over most of 2022 in order to curb borrowing, in order to curb spending. However, with all these banks in trouble, the Fed is simultaneously engaging in massive relief efforts, actively lending out billions of U.S. dollars to banks in order to keep them from collapsing. So these look like 180-degree difference. Mm-hmm. What I suspect the Fed is thinking about is to what degree the current financial panics will do the job that rate hikes have been doing. Banks are likely to dial back from lending in this moment. And in the process, that may decrease the need for the Fed to keep raising rates to the degree that it has.
Let's talk next steps in the banking situation that we have now. I talked to Dan Tarullo last week, the former chair of the Committee on Supervision and Regulation at the Fed, as you know. And he said, look, I think there's more regulation coming. I think we may see broader insurance there for deposits above and beyond $250,000. What do you think we're going to see?
I think it is a very bad look for bankers to lobby for deregulation and then fail, which is something that the head of SVB and Signature Bank had been a part of. I think that the Fed is coming under a lot of scrutiny for not drawing more attention to these underlying risks in the financial system overall. And I think that it really is not a good look when other parts of the Fed's strategy for cooling inflation have apparent impacts for homeowners that are trying to buy a house or for workers who may be at risk of losing their job, for banks that have opposed regulation to look as though they are getting a free pass in all of this.
Let me get you back to where we started, the wobbles that you see now. Do you suppose that this is a passing moment? Look, I understand this is a really tricky question, right? Especially when there's a microphone in your face. But do you suppose this is a passing moment, or is it the precipice possibly of deeper problems in the larger economy, not just banking?
I think that what it speaks to is a broader moment of uncertainty. And this was always a possible outcome when the Fed started targeting rate hikes. The desired outcome of increasing rates is to make it harder for entities to borrow, to discourage banks from lending, but that can create funding problems for the financial institutions themselves. I suspect we will continue to see banks come into trouble, but I really hope, I maintain faith that these central banks know enough about the recent past and even the farther past, if we look back to 2008 and 2009, to see the costs of not engaging in large action when it's called for.
Nina Ihacker is an assistant professor of economics at the University of Rhode Island. Professor, thanks for your time. I do appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.